So.
Wait, whose mom was this creeper?
Welcome to That's Not Interesting.
Oh, we're going to write our own theme song.
I don't know.
You don't think so? I mean, I don't want to write that. I wasn't thinking that. I thought we would use a song we all agreed on was good. A song that we all agreed was good.
What if it was like one of those really long Velvet Underground songs?
Like Sister Ray?
Like Sister Ray.
Like a 40-minute
Murder Mystery.
There are definitely live versions of that are like over a half hour long.
Yeah.
We can make this, like, we'll find like a 28-minute version of it and make that podcast only a half hour long. And then we'll just play like we'll do 1 minute of talking, then a 1 minute outro or something.
Yeah. Right.
That'd be really funny.
That would, nobody would listen. I mean, they might listen
to
it.
No, because it's a good song.
So, hear the song,
you know?
But it's like, we would just be taking a copy of it.
So, is that your favorite? Is that your one of... Ooh, what's on your,
Is it Poof?
No. No, I don't think that's Poof.
Oh, no, it's Gum. I bet it's Gum.
No, I think it's Poof.
I think you stepped in poop. Well, this is the best way to start the first episode. Alan stepped in poop.
Don't use my real name.
No, it's the name of the podcast. Is it, your name is in the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm Jeff, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Should we at least announce what...
No, just keep talking.
Oh.
You really did step in poop, huh?
Yeah, he stepped in poop.
I can't believe I stepped in poop.
So what's happening now? Oh, I wish we had a phone number that people could call.
1-800-SUCK-MY-DICK.
How do you even deal with something like that?
That's a good topic for this episode. How do you deal with having poop on your shoe?
That you can use for cleaning.
You should just use
my old poop to clean your toothbrush. Keep on hand.
Why don't you just use Pablo's toothbrush and don't tell us?
It's not funny. No, I think
sorry,
I have to take it outside.
No, you need a toothbrush. You don't
put
have a
down.
Toothbrush.
You use the concrete.
Do you have a sponge?
No.
No, you gotta wash that.
Wash it, you know? Just run it.
It's just
no,
poop,
wait.
You guys.
Put it in the oven.
Calm down.
Baked shoe poop is the best kind.
Baked shoe poop?
Baked shoe poop.
Do you have a pie plate? Like a pie plate?
Yes.
He's going back out to the scene of the crime.
Oh, it's okay, Dom. She'll come right back. Come here, Dumpy. Did I step in poop?
I don't know. No. No poop on you. So what do you think this thing is?
I'm just saying it's completely and utterly normal to keep a toothbrush around
for
cleaning purposes.
Yeah.
Not
like wipe your ass with, right?
No, but like...
I don't think it's that weird to wipe your ass with a toothbrush.
I mean, grout, for instance, you would use a toothbrush for?
Like in a bathtub?
Yeah, between tiles. The shit between tiles.
The shit, yeah. Oof.
You know? There's other issues that toothbrushes can help solve as far as cleaning goes.
I wonder whose poop he stepped in.
It wasn't mine.
I bet it was his own. You can hear him outside.
Banging his shoe on the pavement.
Banging his shoe, his poop shoe. Keep it down out there, you damn kids with your poop shoes. Oh, yeah, my ass hurts.
Your ass?
Yeah, I think I was walking weird, so I like, my ass hurts. A little bit. It hurts. Is that alright?
It's weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know, it's just, it's weird, I don't know.
Has your ass never hurt before?
I don't know, my ass doesn't usually hurt.
You guys are back.
All right.
There you go. Did you most of the poop off?
Yeah, and I helped my neighbor out. And then
cool.
I had to explain
what you were
doing.
Because you have one shoe on.
One shoe. And it's not just their neighbor, it's her mom as well.
Oh no.
And so
I thought I heard an awful lot of laughter as they were coming up the stairs.
I'm going out. And they're like, so are you coming back in? I'm like, yeah, it's a long story. I just got poop on my shoe.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it was their poop you stepped in?
Yeah, that would really bring it all full circle.
Like, here, do you want this back?
Yeah. Yeah, if I just offered it to them. I mean, closer investigation, I just think it was mud.
And
oh,
it just
are you
mud.
Serious? I didn't smell any poop.
I didn't smell any poop.
Like, so wait, because you didn't drag anything around the house either, did you?
No, it was just mud.
Nothing can tell a fucking difference, huh?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's just mean.
Pardon me.
So, where were we?
We were trying to figure out what the show is going to be.
So I think, like, what if we have a segment where a guy steps in poo?
And every week.
Every week he steps in poo.
I don't think you can guarantee that you're going
to, I'm not saying that happen. It's a show. It doesn't have to be. It's not, this is,
it's not real. It's not, it's
this
up.
Is like, this doesn't have to be.
Oh, happening. I thought this show was, like, about real stuff.
No, it's about what's not, what's interesting and what's not.
Well, everything's real, isn't it?
I don't know.
Hey, what, how, where'd this come from?
I threw it at you because you said something I didn't like. Actually, I threw it at Alex. He said something I didn't like, but I hit you with
well,
it.
What's the story here, then?
I forget what he said, but it pissed me off.
I remember, idea for the show was we should just talk about the weather.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea. Sorry, I love you, but
that wasn't the idea for the show. You're the entire show.
It was not commenting on the weather, not predicting the weather, sticking your head outside and being like, this is factually what's happening right now.
It's very warm, unseasonably warm
it's unseasonably
today.
Warm.
And how many different ways can we say that? This is not like a normal temperature for this time of year. It's unseasonably warm. It's warm.
I think that's interesting.
Really?
What?
No, you don't.
The fact that it's unseasonably warm is interesting.
Sure, but us talking about that as the theme, as the topic of our, or as the
base of
focal point of our show is not fucking interesting. One segment.
And see, we've done it now. And it was okay, so that, now we can move on.
I don't think it was interesting.
That's not interesting. I mean, we should have some kind of bell or buzzer that goes off anytime something is declared not interesting.
Now, you would totally abuse the fuck out of that. Yeah. And the entire show would just be you going crazy with this buzzer. I think there's an app you can download.
I have a good segment for the show.
No.
Oh, I have a good segment for the show.
Is it just Jeff showing us things on his phone?
No. Oh. We're going northeast right now.
Oh, fuck off. Not that shit again.
No, I mean, but should we, should we address our listeners at all? I mean, so far we haven't addressed. How are we going to get listeners if we don't address them?
If you're listening, send us an email.
We'll write you back.
If you've made it this far in.
I don't see why they won it. This has been really interesting so far.
It's actually not that interesting. The most interesting that happened was that Alan Pauly had poop on his
shoes. The most interesting that happened. Don't be.
Alright, so that's the end of episode one.
Okay. Can we just record episode two now?
Yeah, we'll just do two right after this.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Even though you're not listening, no one's sending us emails.